Yeah, unfortunately, not good thoughts, because tonight we're bringing forward the 2012-2013 budget. And so I wish I could be here to give you some great news, but I know that later on in this evening there'll be a presentation on it. And you should know that no matter how we try to slice this and what we, how we try to make it better, the reality is that with all the economy the way it is, and if the governor's proposal, even if it passes or doesn't pass, it just goes from bad to worse. So it just, you know, we're still working with our labor partners trying to see what we could come up with. But it's going to be a real tough year, the next 2 years, when you look at our budgets, because no matter what's going on and how much we try to cut, there's, I think we've cut about everything we can already out of this school district, so it makes it really difficult to try to balance a budget. But by law, as we all know, hopefully our legislators, they will, by the end of this week, they have to have a balanced budget, a budget that gives us a clue of more or less how much money we get to spend. So already looking at what they're, it looks like they're working on, we've made some we've assumptions in developing this budget so that we can move forward, because unfortunately the way it works in California is that the state requires school districts by the end of this month to pass a balanced budget. And if you don't, then you become one of the, what is it now, 188 school districts that haven't been able to balance their budgets. And that number's growing, it seems like, every week. So I wish that would be a lot of fun, but, you know, it's not. We don't have adequate funding in California to be able to meet our needs and really go out and support students the way we ought to be supporting them. But we will do our best, because that's what we have to work with, and we don't have a choice, or the state or someone will come in and take us over. Hopefully, we'll see what happens the rest of this week with the governor and the legislature trying to approve a budget. So that's depressing enough for one evening. So we'll move on to something that is fun. And I see a lot of young, smiling faces out there that will lead us to the future. And hopefully the day that you're in charge, you're not so cheap on funding public education, you know? It kind of reminds me of a joke that says, do you know how they invented copper wiring? The California State Legislature was trying to figure out how far they could stretch a penny to fund public education. Anyway, sorry, couldn't resist. But moving right along, I do want to congratulate what, you know, in spite of all, excuse me?
I just want to say something about the districts in who are qualified and negative.
Sure. On a positive note, when I look out here, really, and see all these young students here, this evening we're going to get a chance to honor scholarship recipients from all, and also I want to congratulate all the different organizations that step it up and come out and support young people, because they are our future. Someone's got to get it together to get us out of these messes, and I think that all these different organizations that have stepped up to give scholarships to the young and brightest people in San Francisco Unified, I really want to commend everybody for doing that here. And to our graduates, it's really exciting to see that you made it. You're at the commencement line for the rest of your life, and we want to congratulate you for that. And I really wanted to highlight just a few things. There are three graduates from our school district that were one in 1,000 students selected nationwide to become Gates Foundation Millennium Scholars, and they are Andrew Huey from June Jordan School of Equity, Makta Bayin from Mission High School, Tony Chien from Balboa High School, and two other graduates that were one of 141 U.S. high school seniors chosen by President Barack Obama to the 2012 U.S. Presidential Scholars, and that's Michelle Ang and Kinsley Lauritano, both from Ruth Ozawa School of the Arts, and we really want to congratulate them. Last but not least, we have our own shining stars up here, because we have Joyce and Carissa, and I want to thank both of them for being great delegates. You're great role models, and I know that both of you have great futures ahead of you. You're going to Berkeley, and you're going to up north, right? Wilson and Clark. Lewis and Clark, sorry. Ron Explorers, you know. And I'm a history teacher anyway. But Lewis and Clark's a great school. If you live in San Francisco, it won't be too tough to adapt to some of those areas. But I think they're going to be wonderful. You know, the past ones that we've had in the last 5 years have gone on to do incredible, great things, and we expect no less from both of you, okay? But thank you for hanging in here and representing all your colleagues and friends out there so well in this beautiful school district of ours. Thank you.